What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. The
Score! You should not have had a problem with the Brewers and their L flag, okay? You should not have had a problem with Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you. You should not have a problem with Ben Johnson's cold handshake or saying, F the Packers. Trash talk in sports is good. Less hate in the world, more hate in sports.
He's Danny Parkins, and he approves that message. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Thanks to Danny, one of our guests today. Thanks to Olin Cruz for joining us. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Mark Grody for joining us from Hallis Hall. And thanks to everybody who was a part of this one. Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis.
Big thanks also to Courtney Turner, who gave us the backdrop of the day with the Sonoma looks in the background from Wine Country.
Now we've got to figure out what other family event of Courtney Turner's we have to disrupt.
Bombard.
So we'll get on that. Yeah, absolutely. And now we get to see Lawrence Holmes and Carmen Vitale in studio. Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's happening? What y'all got going on?
A lot's going
on,
man.
What you been got going on?
It's like the afterglow of a Bears-Packers week, but we got another game to talk about. And is today TTP Industries? Are we good?
Well, Turn the Page Industries has decided that we're going to turn the page tomorrow. But you know how sometimes you open a book and you just check the chapters?
Okay.
Carmen's going to check the next chapter us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's not going to turn the page, but she's going to check the next chapter and let us choose our own adventure tomorrow.
She has definitely gone through the table of contents.
Yes. She is going to help us with some subheadings in the table of contents.
I like that.
On the next chapter.
Just a short little thing. Not a full preview, not a full turn the page, but just kind of a peek.
And we're going to do it towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
So that it matches up with Turn the Page Industries.
Can I ask one question and just get a one-word answer from you?
Sure.
What is your number one concern about Sunday? Just one word.
Bears.
That's Bears. That's Bears.
Bears.
Stafford.
Stafford. Okay. Mine would just be start.
Oh, getting off to a quick start.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see a track meet where, you know, the two teams get out of the gates. You know, get out the starting blocks.
Well, look, the Bears actually started okay against the Packers. They stalled that first series, but it wasn't like they were three and out and punting the ball. The consistency is what you want to see. You want to see from quarter one through quarter four, so they maybe don't have to do all of the crazy heroic stuff in quarter four.
Yeah, that's fair.
What's your word?
13.
Oh, I like that.
And probably not in the way you think. So we'll see. We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
We're
going to talk about it.
Did we just turn, tease.
Did we turn the
that is
chapter?
What you call in the industry, ladies and gentlemen, a tease.
A tease. It's definitely a tease. Yeah, so Carmen's in for Speaks today while he finishes Hell Week.
Do we know the actual dates of each event?
I think it was yesterday and today.
Okay.
Right. Hell Week.
Hell Week. Yes.
Hell Week is usually referred to like two-a-days at a training camp in like 100-degree weather or something.
You the know? Military.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Or even like your Orange Theory Hell Week. Yes. Like I know that they do Hell
is
Week.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they do Hell Week. I have enough friends that do Orange Theory that like, yeah.
I went to an Orange Theory class while I was in Philly and I was like, oh, this is why I don't do Orange Theory.
I like it because I like someone yelling at me.
Really?
Yes. I love it. Like I want somebody in my face telling me like, you can't do this. You can't do this. Like what? Go faster. What are you talking about? Like I need someone just like in my ear.
What about
yelling
someone saying,
that is years
you
of taking dance.
That is years
that is
of
100%
you're right.
What that is.
That is my dance teachers in my ear being like, point your toe.
Turn out.
Oh God.
Your head's
turn
in
out.
The wrong
but
plate.
Hold up. If you're getting a trainer, wouldn't you rather the trainer be telling you can do this? Helping motivate you to get
no,
down.
No, I work out of spite, Marshall. Haven't we established this
come
already?
From a place of hate. I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
We're millennial women. We respond to body shaming.
Oh, it's just like the Ben Johnson stuff, right?
Yeah, where exactly.
You got a level of petty that's going on. That now everyone has a whole thought on it. And where was your pearl clutching a couple weeks ago when Matt LaFleur did it and all this. Like, it's, you know, whatever. I'm here for everything that Ben Johnson wants to do is in that whole thing.
That's my favorite thing about whataboutism. You can shape it to your own narrative every time. Every single time. But yeah, I'm excited about this weekend. Like, really, I would say overly, but no, I think I'm appropriately excited for what's about to happen this weekend.
Well, it's these are exciting times. These are what I like to call the fun times. That all the time that you spend doing sports radio, most of the time, especially in Chicago, things have been pretty bad. But over the last 6 months, things have been all right. The Cubs have been good. They went to the playoffs. They had an exciting playoff season. And now it's the Bears, the unifying force that is the Bears with the entire city. And that's fun. And you saw it play out. You saw it play out Saturday night and Sunday. People just being happy.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
How a sports team can affect the psyche of an entire community / township / city / region. Because we're talking about Chicagoland. Like, it's incredible how you're so not used to this much success from the Bears that to get it rolling like this, and now just the general mood is just so much more positive in every single thing that you do.
It's so funny because it's in January, too, where, like, this is the month that's known for, like, gray. I mean, it is. It's gray skies. There's been on and off snow today. Everybody's like, hold up. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to go out. They don't want to socialize. Everybody's just miserable in January. But that's not the case this year.
All right, Carmen. We get it.
I have a January birthday, Lawrence, okay? Nobody ever wants to do anything for it.
Birthday.
It was January 3rd.
Oh.
It's like the worst birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Belated. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, but Carmen was talking about this in the meeting, how, like, she's got one of the birthdays where, you know, people have spent all their money on Christmas and New Year's.
They're doing dry January. They're sick. They're going back to work. They're going back to school. Like, nobody ever wants to, like, do anything.
You get the Christmas birthday present.
I get the Christmas. I get the combo one present. I get the combo present.
I basically have the opposite of your birthday. My birthday is...
Is it like July?
Right around Memorial Day weekend. So it's either on Memorial Day weekend or the Friday.
These are Gemini. Or
and we
Geminis
just be out here. Listen,
they're Gemini.
Folks be like, we getting out here for your birthday. I'm like, nah, let's just do something chill. It's like, it's summertime now.
I would get every 4 years, the happy graduate birthday thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair.
I'm always around graduation.
Yeah. I'm going to have a Memorial Day wedding anniversary, which I'm super excited about having. Yay. So that way, like, you know, we can go, like, trips and, like, whatever, have an extra day off. Like, there was thought put into that when our anniversary
seems to be a whole lot of thought put into your wedding.
Yeah.
It is the event of the year.
I am so stressed, guys. I don't want to plan anything else. I don't want to do anything else. But it's going to be amazing. I'm very excited, so.
But that's normal, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's normal, but it's also
like
international.
It's international. We're getting married in Italy. But, like, and both of us, too, are going through playoffs right now. So it's like, this is the time where you have to, like, buckle down and make all these micro decisions and do all this. And, like, I'm dealing with his schedule where he jumped on an emergency pod yesterday because Mike Tomlin gets let go. And so it's like, it's a crazy time to also have to be busy with planning such a big event. But I'm not here to say woe is me because we're lucky enough to be getting married and we're lucky enough to be getting married in Italy. And I'm very excited about it.
As you should be.
I'm smiling thinking about it.
It is. It's really nice. It's nice to see, like, during the breaks, like the last time that Carmen was here, she's like, okay, I got to do this, 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 and this. And then we come back.
Before I came here, I had to, like, call the church that I got baptized in and be like, can I get a copy of that? Because they can't take the original birth or baptism certificate. They need one dated within the last 6 months that has, like, a seal on it and everything.
What? Oh, this is the Italian Catholic Church?
The Roman Catholic Church and the paperwork that the church in Italy needs and all of that stuff. It's like, it's added a whole other layer. So all week I've been dealing with, like, my church here and, like, the priest in Rome is like, hey, where's the paperwork? I'm like, I'm trying, I promise. It's a lot.
Oh my word.
Wow. God bless me.
Yeah. Do you have to do the premarital counseling that they do?
Oh yeah.
Do you have to do it in Rome too or
no,
in Italy too?
We can do it here. We also have to have character witnesses. So, like, each of us have to have two character witnesses that go to the church and they interview them about us. individually. Wow. And like, we each need two people. It can't be the same two people.
Are you so trying to get into an Ivy League school here? What's going on?
No, like, are you trying to get an NFL head coaching job like Matt Nagy?
I need references. I need a plan. Yeah, and then like the premarital like seminars
the pre-cana.
Are like, the pre-cana. Mm-hmm. Yes. The pre-cana is all like, you know, they're like, it's not just a box to check. It's really something to reflect on and have conversations. I'm like, this man has been my best friend for 5 years. Do you think we haven't talked about anything? Like, literally, the priest was like, have you had, you know, the family planning conversations? I'm like,
this sounds like the newlywed game on crack.
I don't know. I mean, like. I also did those, but it was a little. The level of Italy obviously takes it up a billion notches, but yeah. They did tell us some stories about people who, a lot of it's like parentally motivated, you know, like parents will make them get married in the church, and the church a lot of times will say, you know, like, this isn't the best thing for you based on other people making that decision for you. So I think there was probably a good reason for all of the process.
Yeah, I think I don't mean to sound like, you know, I really actually am looking forward to the whole process. And I do think that it's good overall, because when you start like talking to other married couples too, you realize how many people don't talk about.
Yes.
Yes.
Like very fundamental aspects of a marriage.
Or they're not honest with themselves.
They're not honest with each other. So this is kind of an opportunity to do that, which I really do appreciate. And I'm very much looking forward to it. But it was just funny. They were like, have you had these conversations? I was like, Father, have we?
Yes, we have had these conversations. We have had them. This is
such a departure, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Like,
it's what's on your mind. Grody and I, we all had an existential talk about the Pope coming in and what that would take earlier today. So yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Marshall, I think that you're right. I think that this is a job for Obama.
It is.
Like, if we're going to step up the level of someone who's a Chicagoan and get them to Soldier Field, because that's a part of it too.
Right.
Like, it's still Soldier Field in January. And granted, that person is going to be in a box, but that's probably where you want to go.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I would also just like to say that I heard you rattling off some of the names of people on the text and on Twitch. I got a problem with the Jim Belushi thing. I got a real problem with that. Okay. Because
Blues Brothers 2000 wasn't it for you?
It was not it for me. Like, I just feel like we are substituting the guy that we really want for the guy that doesn't have as many ties to this place as his brother did. You know, does that make me a bad guy?
But does it make it, like, I mean, it's not possible for the other brother.
Right.
So, like, is it as much of a consolation, or is it more just like, hey, this is what he would have wanted, and, like, he's kind of paying tribute to that?
Okay.
That's me being optimistic and trying to see.
To be fair.
He's an accomplished actor on his own.
Yeah.
He is.
To be fair, I know where Lawrence is coming from, because he also doesn't want them to bring Paul Walker's brother back for the next Fast and Furious.
Same that's, vibes. That's what this is.
Well, they're doing that. Because Vin Diesel said that's what's happening, is that they're not making the finale because we have to bring Brian back. And I was like, you can't. That's going to be real difficult.
They went to space. At this point, like, you've got to.
Yeah. What is suspension difficult? Of disbelief with that entire franchise?
That's, when you bring it, when you go to space, like, you've run out of superhuman things to do. So now you got to start bringing people back.
Anyone who's seen the most recent Fast and Furious knows that they would not be surprised if a time travel was involved in the finale. So, like, anything is possible here.
Do you really think it's the finale? Come on, you two.
Yeah, I do think it, because it's been, what, 25 years of Vin
That's
Diesel's
how long
life?
Doing this?
I think the first one was 99.
Yeah. Because even Tokyo Drift was like 2000.
I got family.
Yeah.
My friend who used to worked at the theater and would let us, she'd sneak us into R-rated movies but couldn't do math. So we'd pay like $20 for the ticket and get back like $1. But we got into the movie.
You know what? That's the rated R tax right there.
It really was.
Oh, those were the days where you go in for one movie, and like, that's how I went into Wedding Crashers. Like, I remember, because I like couldn't, I wouldn't, no, not Wedding Crashers, American Wedding. the American Pie series. Like, it was rated R, and we were, like, you know, too young. So I just...
I watched Wedding Crashers with the Bears.
Did what?
Training camp. Like, they had a showing of Wedding Crashers in the theater in
Kankakee. Down at Olivet, Nazarene.
And they were like, do you guys want to go? And we're like, sure. So we all went, and, like, us and the team were watching Wedding Crashers when it came out.
That sounds about right. Old school.
See, that is the journalism I was promised when I went to journalism school. Yeah, that is the job that I was going for.
That level of access now is long gone.
Long gone.
I will say that I loved seeing everyone with their cinematic pictures that Common probably took from the sidelines before and after the game. I thought that was dope. I missed that. Like, old man alert, when I was covering the team, they would bring, at the beginning of my career, they would bring you down to the field mm-hmm. with 5 minutes left to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you could watch the
Even
end
the
of the game.
Even the start of my career was like that, yeah. too.
And so,
still like that in college at a lot of places.
And there are a couple places in the NFL that will do that still.
It is a beautiful thing because that's where you could really hear like the horror mm-hmm. of NFL football. Like, you got an idea yes. for the speed and the violence of it by being there on the field for it. And now it's like, stay over there, go over there.
Be all the way up there with really no vantage point that is beneficial.
Because, well, you know, pandemic. Pandemic.
And not that the Bears care, because they don't. They're going to eventually build their own place. But the way that the press box is set up, it was the last thing thought of.
It wasn't thought of.
That's my point. And that's why it's on that weird angle.
Yeah, the vantage point is terrible. And it is essentially, if you've never, I know a ton of people haven't been up there, but it is like suites that they just took away the walls to.
Yeah.
And so also, like, I always feel so bad because to get to your seat, you have to walk behind
yes.
and through people. There's no other way to do it. And people are like on deadline, especially after the game. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to get to my seat. I'm sorry. And like, it's just, it's a mess.
That's why I love Rosner, because Rosner was always, he just would always go to the back of the room.
Yeah.
And he'd be chomping on his cigar and writing his copy, like, so Rosner-y. Like, you'd walk past him and be like, oh, that's totally Barry Rosner, because no one else is as Rosner-y as that.
They are, some of the new stadiums are bringing back beer in the press box after games, and, like, alcoholic beverages. Like, I know SoFi does that I'm pretty sure it's for Rams games. I think Pittsburgh is, like, that's not a new stadium, but they're starting to do, like, you see
Mango? More. Hinesville? Or, what is it
Acrisure?
Called? Acrisure, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's definitely
Mike Tomlin Field.
That's what they should name it. But
don't quote me on the Pittsburgh thing, but there are a few stadiums now around the league that are starting to, like, bring back the alcoholic beverages after, like, you know, as you're working. And I'm like, do you know how far that goes with people that have to work games? If you just give them a beer after they're done with a majority
Mark
of their work,
or let them take one in. You used to have kegs on tap.
Yeah.
After yes, Reds games. But
yes, there's a heavy but on the back end of that.
There
yes.
was a price.
There was a very much a price.
Well, and the other thing is that you would understand why teams don't do it, because they don't want to be responsible
if you have too many and then you leave
correct.
And then you drive.
That's why
and
I
all
think
of that.
Major League Baseball, you can't drink on the planes anymore, right? Isn't that the
is that true?
I know that they stopped serving liquor, hard
yeah,
liquor on a lot of the
I think you
planes.
Still have beer, but you can't have liquor.
Some have
NFL
beer and
team
wine.
Planes don't yeah. have liquor. I mean, they do,
but yeah.
not officially.
Yeah,
like the coaches all have to bring it on themselves. Like they don't serve it.
I can't drink it on a plane. I have like a what? Half an ounce of alcohol, and I am
wait, Carmen
was offended by that.
I can't. I'm hammered if I have like half an ounce of alcohol.
That's
on
the point.
I don't,
wow.
I need to get off the plane, though. I can't like pass out
don't
and
worry,
just
we'll
stay
carry
asleep
you,
and snore and no.
We'll it's carry fair. You.
No, I tried I'll that once you. And I was like, nope, we're not doing this again.
I do the mimosa. I'll do a mimosa. Like, you know, that way it's not, that's not real alcohol.
I'm with you on that.
Something about the elevation for me. Like, I'll have two yeah. glasses of wine in Denver and be like, wee!
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens to pretty much everybody. Like, it sneaks up on people. When mm-hmm. you make that road trip, you're going to go see the White Sox and the Rockies, or you're going to go see the Broncos play the Bears. And you're like, oh, I'll go out the night before, and I'll just have
a
beer.
A couple of drinks. And
nah.
then, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You got to cut that, what your regular consumption, you got to cut that thing in half if you're going to altitude.
I'm a lowland person. I stay at low elevations. I'm lowland.
We could ask Alex Bregman about that. Albuquerque guy. That's mile high, too.
That is. They don't. New Mexico does not get enough credit for how many of its cities are at elevation.
Santa Fe is, what, 7,200 feet up
yeah,
in the air?
Yeah, because Taos is up in the 7,000s.
Taos is really high up.
It's where the Rockies begin.
Yes.
People don't think of it that way, but it is what it is.
There is really no better simple luxury to me than a mimosa on a plane. It's just...
I'm with you.
It's so perfect. Like, if you're not going for... Like, I don't do it when I'm going for, like, work purposes.
Yeah,
but,
could.
Like, if I'm going on... Especially, like, that's a way to start vacation. 100%.
I think in theory for most it is. But I have to know
like,
my...
No, I
just got to know my weaknesses, you know?
I get it.
Like, people are like, oh, do you ever have, like, a... When I used to have a dinner break, they're like, oh, would you ever have a drink? And I'm like, no, I have enough trouble talking sober. Like, I don't need to add to this.
See, I'm of the volition that I do my job better after a drink. I'm better at my job after I've
had
a drink.
There are people who are like that. Like if you've ever seen someone that can't bowl or play pool or play darts until they have like one drink.
Yes.
And then they are loosened up and they are ready to rock. And then you get beat. That's a bad thing. Here's what we're going to do on the show today. We are excited because we're going to have a lot of fun. Bo Allen's going to join us. That is confirmed now, 3 o'clock. We will talk to him about the Bears tape that he's been consuming on the Greenlight podcast and talking about Caleb making throws that other people can't make. Robert Mays is going to join us at 4:25. That will be good. I'm looking forward to talking to him about they did the live pod.
They did the live
pod. Was it last week?
It was last Wednesday. It was awesome. They sold out Lincoln Hall. So
that's dope.
It was really dope.
Mark Grody is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We've got some other things that we want to get to, too, including Carmen's favorite rapper having to make an apology about some things.
Oh, that's your guy?
That's my guy. It's been my guy. We'll stay my guy forever.
Yep. We read it to the Mrs. Officer instrumental, if you're interested.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I love that.
You guys can, too.
Let's do that.
Maybe he should be more of a real G and move in silence like the lasagna.
Wow. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get beat up. I'm just telling you right now.
There's one thing I don't want. I don't think I want Cash Money upset at me.
Yeah, I don't think you want Carmen upset at you. I'm not talking about Lil Wayne.
I thought that was Carmen's nickname, the way she said it. So Cash Money over there. I see you, Carmen.
There's a lot of Cash Money in this room over here.
Over here.
But when we come back, Carmen's point of view is someone who was at the game on Saturday. Want to get her thoughts on it, her thoughts on everything Ben and Matt LaFleur, because she's covered the NFC North for forever. That is coming up after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
And this segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.